Okay, hi, it's Sue Lloyd, Vice Chair of the ISSB, and I'm joined today by our Chair, Emmanuel Faber, recording our podcast following the May board meeting here in London. So it's really great being in London this week. It's, you know, particularly special for me as a former IASB board member, being back here in the headquarters of our sister board. And we're really enjoying the opportunity to get to know ISSB board members, and more members of staff being here together this week. We also held a jurisdictional working group meeting earlier this week, where we continued our discussions on some of the strategic issues around building the global baseline and interoperability. We also had a good discussion with that group on data quality and the work of the NZDPU, which was a good discussion. And today at our meeting, we discussed an update to the SASB standards, which reflects the fact that the ISSB is responsible for maintaining and enhancing those standards. But before we get into that, Emmanuel, perhaps you'd like to share with those listening an update on things that have been keeping you busy since our last podcast.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, it's great to be here in London with everyone here at the headquarters of the Foundation as well, meeting staff and our colleagues of IASB. Well, what kept us busy certainly is the finalization of the launch of S1 and S2. We are nearly here. It's been an incredible 18 months of work for all of us, and we are just around 6 weeks before we launch them. And we are just finalizing all the preparation, the documents, but as well as the full week of launch that will be on the back end of next month. I think it's very meaningful that we are there. It matters because that will be formally the presentation of the global baseline for consistent, comparable, comprehensive disclosures on sustainability risks and opportunities for capital markets. And I would like to say that I'm quite proud of the level of proportionality, the appropriate level of reliefs, practicalities that we have embedded in the standards, including, by the way, a lot of beyond standards work that has been produced through the board process, and maybe Sue, you'd like to elaborate on what these standards next month are going to come with.
Okay, sure. So yes, in addition to the sort of the key deliverables, which is S1 and S2 themselves, and the industry guidance that accompanies S2. We'll also publish other things. So as is usual with a standard produced by the Foundation, we will have a basis for conclusions, which explains the sort of reasoning behind what you see in S1 and S2. But we'll also produce a few other important documents. One due process document that we will publish with the materials is our effects analysis, which goes through the costs and benefits of the standards from the perspective of the board. Which is a requirement of our due process. And in addition to that, we are publishing some materials which really help with the communication side of things. One is a project summary, which gives an overview of the requirements in S1 and S2, and also a feedback summary that goes through and really comments on the feedback that we receive from our respondents on the exposure drafts and how we've responded to that and what you see in S1 and S2. So a whole suite of materials to really show people how the standards have evolved, how we used your feedback, and as well as the punchline, the standards themselves ready for use. So the staff are busy getting all of that whole suite of materials ready for publication.
Thank you, Sue. And yes, it's been and continues to be a busy time. Obviously, we are gradually shifting, even as a board beyond the staff, on engaging with our stakeholders gradually as we approach the launch of S1 and S2. I've been recently to the US meeting various investor groups, business organizations and others. I was with a couple of our board members. One of our ISSB members, Verity, was in Brazil lastly. Speaking with investors and companies and regulators, and it's great to hear about the strong support that she heard for S1 and S2 and the ISSB's material. And you were at Eurofi.
That's right, in Stockholm a few weeks ago, and that was a really great opportunity, both to be involved in, you know, an official panel along with representatives from the SEC in the US, but also EFRAG and the Commission and some stakeholders as well, so that was great. But also just being there as part of this enormous community of people, so having meetings with representatives from the investor community, some preparers, but also regulators, IOSCO and others, just a really great opportunity to see a lot of people in one place, and really fantastic to see the level of interest in our work and people really starting to look forward to, you know, the application of the standards and the information that's going to be coming their way. So it was a really good opportunity to really engage with a lot of people.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm, you know, really delighted to see the level of excitement that is growing around the launch of S1 and S2. And despite that, we've been kept busy as well in building what the next stages are going to be. And maybe you'd like to say a few words about this too again?
Yes, so as well as working on the finalisation of S1 and S2, we've been busy with another couple of documents that have gone out for our stakeholders to provide us with more input on. One is very, very closely related to S1 and S2, and that's the SASB methodology exposure draft that we put out for comment with a 90-day consultation period. So that's open until the 9th of August. And I say it's related to S1 and S2 because, as you may well know, when you pick up S1 to report on matters beyond climate, we ask people to refer to and consider the SASB standards. So this methodology ED is all about making sure that when people do that, they are sent to use metrics that make sense irrespective of which jurisdiction that you're in. So it's very important to support the application of S1. So do take a look at that. And then looking further forward beyond S1 and S2, we've been saying for a while that we were going to consult our stakeholders to see what you think we should work on next. And so we're really pleased to launch our agenda consultation document, which we published on the 4th of May. That's open for comment until the 1st of September. So we really want to hear from you on what you think we should prioritise in terms of building out more specific disclosures on sustainability topics beyond our climate, whether you think it's important that we work further on integration and reporting. So really encourage people to get involved in that. To make it easier for you, we've put in place a survey so you can respond to our request for information using a survey format. We hope that makes it a bit easier for you to get back to us, and we really look forward to hearing from you on that. So then maybe talking about this week's board meeting, so a short public board meeting this time, a focused one, but an important one. As I said, I think at the start, we're responsible for looking after the SASB standards as well. And so we had an important discussion today, really just to agree that to reflect the industry-specific materials that we've included in S2, both in the application guidance, but also the financed emissions additions that we've put into S2, that we make what we call consequential amendments to align the SASB's industry-based materials to incorporate those changes. So you should get the same disclosures on climate and financed emissions, whether you use S2 or whether you use the SASB standards. So really important alignment discussion today, and great to get the board's approval for that. So that's from me. Emmanuel, maybe you'd like to give an update on what the month ahead has in store for us.
Well, what I think the month has in store is really S1 and S2, basically. nearly ready on shelf for use as soon as the second half of this year for early adoption, effective date in 24. We are really looking to the continued work with IOSCO towards endorsement in a process and with a date that will be compatible with this 2024 effective date. So I guess that's probably what I think our audience should really expect from us in the store of ISSB next month. Now, other important events, I think, of course, for us next month, first of all, there will be the first integrated reporting conference on the 12th of June in Frankfurt, in our chair and vice chair office base there. Really exciting to have so many speakers around a topic that I think is fundamental, integrated thinking, for what we are doing at ISSB over time, and to drive sustainability into the general purpose financial reporting overall. Another element will be a high level visit of foundation leaders to Beijing next month to continue and progress towards the opening of the announced Beijing office, hopefully in the course of the summer. And finally, talking about our main offices, we'll be meeting in Montreal just a week before the launch of S1 and S2 for our board week in June. So with that, that concludes today's podcast. Thank you for listening to us. Stay tuned, and we'll meet again one way or the other next month. Thank you.
For the latest developments from either the International Sustainability Standards Board or the International Accounting Standards Board, make sure to subscribe on the IFRS Foundation website, www.ifrs.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take some time to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast player.